The Cloudlings and other tales. Comparable to masters of the genre such as Andersen or the Brothers Grimm, The Cloudlings and Other Tales is the fourth collection of tales by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. It includes seven tales of wonder: The Cloudlings, Linda the Little Cat, The King of the Ogres, The Godfather Goblin, The Secret Island, Robertinho, and Tilly the Train. The Cloudlings. Though no one knows about them, high above the clouds where the sun shines without end, there live these tiny beings called cloudlings. They are very playful and constantly change their shape, sometimes even their size, though they always keep their white color, their two eyes as blue as drops of pure sweet water and their soft, fluffy cotton texture. Their favorite pastime is shaping clouds, which is why anyone who looks up at them almost always makes out particular shapes, sometimes strange, sometimes familiar. The cloudlings love to sculpt in the sky whatever catches their attention, and that might be a submarine, a ship, or an airplane, but also many other things they can see but we cannot. As they grow older, they become more cautious, for they know they must always be ready to move to a new cloud. If their cloud disappears, so do they, and that is why they are constantly drifting from one place to another, traveling across the white mountains of the sky. But as in the world below, the youngest cloudlings tend to be mischievous and scatterbrained, prone to more adventures and close calls than are good for them. It has always been this way. And there have always been some who are more mischievous than others, but none quite like Little Whirlwind. Anyone who has ever watched a cloud suddenly fall apart has almost certainly witnessed one of his pranks. He was like a gust and a gale taking a stroll hand in hand. You had to have eyes in the back of your head when he was around. But there are times when, no matter how many eyes are watching, something slips through. This is what happened that day, when the clouds they were riding were suddenly shaken by a very warm wind, much warmer than usual, and began to dissolve too fast. Little Whirlwind, as usual, ignored his cloudling mother's calls. "If I go back, she won't let me keep playing," he thought. And he drifted even farther away. By the time he realized what was actually happening, most of the cloud had already gone. Only a small white island remained in the middle of the blue sky. His mom was usually nearby when he needed her, but not now. In an instant, Little Whirlwind understood that the sky was something more than a playground. For the first time, he knew he was in danger. For the first time, he was afraid. He burst into tears just as the cloud vanished entirely, and he fell and fell from such a height that the forests looked like blades of grass, the mountains like pebbles, and the cities like grains of sand. And as he screamed his mother's name, hoping she would come to save him, the very wind that had dissolved the cloud carried him farther and farther away from her, from his friends, and from the cloudlings. And everything he had always seen from above was getting closer and closer. The forests were real forests now. The mountains were real mountains. The cities were real cities, and Little Whirlwind knew what was coming. He squeezed his eyes shut, screamed his mom's name one last time, and then all at once everything went silent and dark. At that very moment, a girl turned the corner of a street on her way home from school and found Little Whirlwind sitting in the middle of the sidewalk. She stopped short. What was that? It looked like a large snowball, only much fluffier, like a ball of cotton. But that was a very strange creature. It seemed to have eyes and was it breathing? She moved a little closer. Still, curiosity aside, it was something very odd, so she kept her distance, just enough to check.